Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. Today, I want to talk about Consensus, which is set to be the largest ever cryptocurrency blockchain-related event, I believe, in the world, drawing about 7,000 people. It started today, Sunday, May 13th, in New York, and is going from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And there have been a lot of discussions around price predictions. And historically speaking, Consensus has been a ridiculously bullish event for cryptocurrency. Although in the past couple of years, the majority of the market has been pretty bullish. So there have been some interesting kind of points, discussions, data points that have come out. One person specifically, Tom Lee from Fundstrat, has kind of come out and said that, hey, we think this is going to lead to a massive rally in the Bitcoin price as well as the cryptocurrency prices in general. So I want to talk about that, the viability of that, because there's also people out there saying, hey, if there is a trade this damn obvious, let's take the other side of it, because if it's so obvious that it's punching in the face, let's counter trade it and see what happens. So I want to talk about that. As a note, I'll actually be at this event. I won't be speaking or doing anything particular. Just going to be jumping around. And shout out to Naima from the channel, who was able to provide me a ticket there. Really do appreciate that. That was super, super kind. I had a friend that wasn't able to make it, so was able to gift me a ticket. So that was really one of the coolest things. So thank you very much for that. But one thing I do want to say, since I will be there, and if you aren't able to make it, I know these tickets are pretty damn expensive, like really, really expensive for Consensus. And a lot of people, I think, you know, want to go to some of these conferences, or maybe are going to some of these conferences for the first time. And my friend Rocco, who puts out a lot of great content on Twitter, if you're not following him, it's at Upstropolis. I'll put a link to this tweet below as well. But I've gone to a number of conferences with Rocco, the Bitcoin conference in Miami, TokenFest in San Francisco. Awesome dude, but he really sums up everything really well with this tweet. And before we get into the price talk, he says, the beauty of conferences doesn't come from the presentations, but the conversations. Presenters can be found on YouTube at a later date. That the conversation about applications and markets. Finally, meeting the people you chat with on Telegram in person, priceless. I really do think that's very, very true. A lot of times when I go to these conferences, I'll sit on as many presentations as possible, the ones that I personally think are interesting. But a lot of times they're on YouTube afterwards, or they're even streamed live. I believe Consensus is streaming a lot of the content live. So if you are not local or you couldn't afford a ticket, then hopefully you can still get a lot of the solid content that you find interesting from the event. However, like Rocco said, one of the big benefits to going to these conferences really isn't necessarily just sitting in, watching a panel or watching somebody in the room, but it's being able to go maybe meet somebody that you talk to on Twitter or on Telegram or from a Facebook group or whatever, get a chance to speak with them in person or just meet new people. I think that's one of the biggest benefits to it. When you're talking about Consensus, that's going to be like 7,000 people. I'm sure it's going to be overwhelming, crazy. But there's going to be a really solid opportunity to meet a lot of interesting people that maybe you've spoken to before or meet those new people. So that's, I think, a solid discussion about some of the value of some of these conferences as well. But hopping into it, so if you're not familiar with Tom Lee, it's at Fundstrat on Twitter. And he's come out with a number of different kind of calls in the past that have been, for the most part, fairly spot on. Not always perfect by any stretch, but I think he does put out some pretty good analysis. He was one of the big proponents about the tax sell-off and how we would see a more positive market after April 15th when there'd be relief from the tax selling in the United States. And that turned out to be pretty true. Around April 10th or so was kind of, I think, when a lot of things started to rally in a positive direction for the entire cryptocurrency market. So Tom Lee was one of the ones kind of talking about that as it was happening. But he is very much in the camp that the Consensus event is a bullish indicator or an impetus or kind of a driver for moving the market in a positive direction. And this was in both, this was kind of syndicated on both MarketWatch, on Bloomberg as well. But if we pop down here, one of the quotes that he said, essentially, Consensus is one of the largest crypto conferences in the world. Attendance this year is up dramatically and coming at a time when the Bitcoin crypto market itself is down year to date. Hence, we expect, and he's talking about Fundstrat himself, the Consensus rally to be even larger than in years past. So What do we mean by being even larger than in years past? Well, we can go back here, and this is posted by Carpe Noctem. This was something that I think is a solid just chart in general. So thank you to Carpe Noctem, and I'll put a link to this tweet and his Twitter in the YouTube and podcast description as well. But so you can see here from 2015, 2016, and 2017, every single time the consensus conference happened, it has been it's been bullish for the industry. In 2015, during consensus, the price of Bitcoin went up 23%. Post-consensus, in the 2 months afterwards, it went up 121%. 2016, 10% during the week of consensus, up 78% in the last 2 months, or in the 2 months after. 2017, it went up close to 70%. It went up 69% during the week of consensus and up 138% in the 2 weeks following. And altcoins as well, the altcoin rally went absolutely nuts in pretty much almost every single year. In 2015, the altcoins were up 95%. Top 250 crypto FX 250 up altcoins were up 95% in the week of consensus, 9% in the week of consensus in 2016, and 176% in 2017. So what's going to happen in 2018? Why does it make a difference? Well, you look at all that stuff and you think, okay, the results have accelerated quite a bit in some respects with consensus. What were the attendees? Was it like well-populated, things like that? Well, in 2015, only 500 people went to consensus. In 2016, 1,500 people. In 2017, it almost doubled to close to 3,000. This year, there's expected to be about 7,000 registered attendees plus. So you might think the logical assumption there would be, okay, there's over twice as many people. This should be an equally bullish event. That seems to make a ton of sense. I'm not betting against it. There are absolutely people out there that are saying, hey, consensus, this thesis is a joke. You're basically making analysis based upon a cryptocurrency conference, and this is idiotic. And the fact that Tom Lee or anybody else would even point to this as something bullish, it's silly and stupid, and they should be ashamed. I do think that there is absolutely validity. Personally, I do think that there's absolutely validity in the fact that, number one, you look at this 3 years running, there has been a clear trend that the market has gone up significantly during the week of, it's gone up double digits every single week for consensus in the past 3 years. I mean, that says something, at least. Does that mean it's going to happen again? I have no idea. However, that does, historically speaking, that does say something. On the other end of the spectrum, you're looking at the increase of attendees. It just goes to show, I think, really the renewed interest of the cryptocurrency markets and blockchain in general, and this being kind of the biggest and in a lot of cases the most well-respected conference on the planet for crypto. So this should be very, very much interesting, or very interesting to watch, in my opinion. And outside of simply looking at this as like, okay, there's a big event going on, the price is going to increase, I think a lot of what you want to keep an eye on, and I think Twitter is going to be really important this week and a lot of other components as well, but I do think that there are going to be a lot of announcements. There is going to be opportunities for trading, whether it's companies, during conversations with some of these companies, hey, we're launching XYZ product, or we're launching this new service line, or anything like that. I think there's going to be a lot of information that drops this week. It's going to be information overload. So if you have favorite projects, I don't care what the project is, but if they're going to be at consensus, now is a good time to start paying attention maybe to that Twitter, to that company Twitter account, or to what people are saying online, because I do think that there is going to be some really interesting information that comes out of this week, both on the institutional side of the house, as well as just from some of these cryptocurrency projects, blockchain related tech as well. So this should be a really interesting week. I'm excited for it. Like I said, I will be there in person, kind of in and out as I can, as much as I can handle with work just in general and trying to meet some new people. So it should be, I'm excited to see what happens at the conference. I'm excited to, anything that I find interesting, I'm definitely going to be making videos during the week. I'm probably not going to be walking around with a camera, but I'll be making videos kind of summarizing my thoughts and what I think is interesting, what people are talking about, kind of what the majority of the discussion is, what the sentiment from the conferences as well. But going into it, I think a lot of people are excited. A lot of people are bullish about just the conference in general. And I do think that there are a lot of people that are traveling in from all over the place. So I'm excited to meet anybody. If you happen to see me there, feel free to say hi, say what's up. Would love to meet anybody who is watching this in person. That would be awesome. If you are new to the channel by any chance, hit that subscribe button, the notify bell, and the thumbs up button helps to get this video out to as many people as possible. And if you're watching on the pod, or if you're listening on the podcast, would love for you to hit a subscribe and leave a rating or a review. Thank you guys so much for your time. Looking forward to seeing what happens at Consensus this week from a news perspective and from a price standpoint. Like I said, I'm chilling out, watching this go down. I'm not going to try and counter trade it, but I'm going to see if I could ride the wave and we can see if the fourth time is a charm. So take it easy, everybody. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.